Copwatch. Refuse to be abused. Copwatch.
The right to watch the cops.
I think the best thing a cop watcher can do is just be there and just watch the police, and when the cop says move on, just say no, I'm not going to move on, or I'm going to back off, I'm not going to leave. Because just the fact that we're watching, I think, has really changed the way the cops operate.
People sometimes don't want to see what goes on behind closed doors or at night when, you know, it's not in the public eye. Cop watch makes people see the truth about police misconduct.
Our goals are to increase community interest and awareness of the police, period. We got two scenarios. One where when the police come, everybody's just so afraid and so freaked out by the police that they turn the other way and they don't look. And then we know what happens when nobody's watching, the worst. So what we want to do is get everybody to look at those situations, to stop and watch. We like it when there's a crowd around. The idea of more accountability hopefully acts as a deterrent to police, and the police will know that they have to conduct themselves according to the law.
Cop watch.
You have the right to watch the cops.
When observing the police, it's very important to remain visible to the officer at all times. Try to avoid any sudden movements. Try not to approach them from behind. They can become startled and overreact. These kinds of overreactions can lead to serious injury and have in the past. When a cop watcher approaches an encounter with police, they must be very careful to make sure that their hands are already exposed to the officer and highly visible to the officer. This is not the time to reach into your pocket to get a cigarette or a pencil or to lower the volume on your scanner. Police officers have often used the excuse that someone was reaching in their pocket as a justification for perpetrating violence against a cop watcher. Remain calm. If an officer tells you that you have to back off to move along, tell the officer calmly that you have no intention of interfering in legal police business, but that you do have a right to observe. It is also very important to make sure that you get the badge number and to record any relevant details, time, place, witnesses. Make sure you get witnesses' phone numbers and any other information that may become important later when it comes to a matter of filing complaints or initiating litigation against an officer or his or her department. Oftentimes, the kind of incidents that you will see as a cop watcher are not the major brutality or physical assaults, but patterns of harassment, improper stops, searches, over-attention from the police department, sometimes even threatening or intimidating behavior on the part of the police department.
When a police officer stops someone on the street, they do have the authority, for officer safety reasons, to do a limited search, to essentially a pat-down search, to make sure that there are no weapons or contraband. Pat-down search means just that, to check the exterior of one's clothing, to make sure that the suspect cannot grab a knife or a weapon or something that's going to do harm. It doesn't mean open up all your bags and empty your pockets. Now, if you've been arrested, however, if there is a lawful arrest, police officers do have the right to do a search incident to an arrest, the search that's part of the arrest procedure. And typically part of the booking process is going to be a fairly search of your person and your belongings. You know, police officers violate people's rights sometimes because they think they can get away with it, because they assume that these particular individuals don't know their rights. And one way to deal with it is for folks to get educated and to show that it's something that people are aware of and are in fact going to assert.
Cop watch.
When the police are dealing with an individual, and we have to be real sensitive to the people that are being dealt with by the police, and that they may, and the police sometimes, if a third person comes up and says, hey, officer, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? Cop says, oh, yeah? You turn around, and they'll take it out on this other person. So we don't want to escalate situations. We want to document, we want to observe, we want to help this person get their rights, but we don't want to get the police pissed off to where they take it out on this guy.
I personally prefer the videotaping. I think that, you know, a picture says, you know, 1,000 words. And it's nice to catch them right in the act. But even before we used video cameras, I think we did fairly well by approaching people, getting their names, getting the badge number of the policeman, trying to objectively record what is actually taking place.
When we walk up to a situation, don't assume who is right and who is wrong. Sometimes we get into the habit, we get jaded. We've seen so many incidents where the police have been abusive or harassing or wrong that we'll walk up to a situation thinking, oh, here go the pigs again, you know, just being piggy. And then we'll realize that they're actually investigating, you know, they're actually stopping a rapist or, you know, doing some possibly productive social work here. So we don't want to make assumptions. You know, maybe this person just murdered somebody and the police are handcuffing them. Our goals are to increase community interest and awareness of the police, period.
Cop Watch. Refuse to be abused. Cop Watch.
You have the right to watch the cops.
For more information on Cop Watch, go to www.berkeleycopwatch.com.